The following paid program is sponsored by Prairie Fire Communications. Opinions expressed do not necessarily represent those of staff and management of WRMN Radio.
I'm your host, Kent John. With me is my excellent producer, Mike. How you doing?
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. Doing the show from the Freedom Bunker today.
Yeah? Safe and sound at home, huh?
Right. Well, I don't know how safe, but sound.
Right.
So, we are going to have an open line today. And I think I'll go right into the stupid regulation of the week this week. For this week, and this comes from Las Vegas. The city of Las Vegas has passed a law that prohibits people from helping the homeless out by giving them some food. From a Yahoo News article, a quote, activists sued Wednesday to strike down a new city law that makes it illegal to feed homeless people in parks. And they said the law violates free speech, free assembly, and other rights, as a federal suit filed by the American Civil Liberties Union of Nevada. It was filed on behalf of five activists and the local chapter of Food Not Bombs, a national organization that describes its objective as sharing free vegetarian food with hungry people and protesting war and poverty. Unquote. So, evidently, the citizens didn't like to see homeless around them at all. It made them too uncomfortable. So they decided to pass a law so that they wouldn't have to see them.
Wow.
Isn't that just nice and dandy?
Oh,
so I guess the government even wants a monopoly in providing welfare for the homeless. You know, if you're a private citizen out in the park, no, you can't do that. I guess that means if some child saw somebody who was hungry and gave him like a candy bar or something like that, I guess they could be arrested and sent to prison for 6 months with a fine up to $1,000.
Man, that's kind of harsh.
You think?
Wow.
You think? $1,000 fine, 6 months in jail because you want to give a candy bar to somebody who was in need. That's where we need come to in America, folks. That's how especially the middle class, it seems, has to be so comfortable that, heaven forbid, having to be confronted by a homeless person. I don't know what they want to do with them, actually. Probably just eliminate them. I don't know, because this is something out of Saturday Night Live, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, it's so absurd if it weren't true. So now you can't be charitable, at least on public property. No charity allowed on public property. I suppose they still allow, as of now, charity allowed on private property. We are going to have an open line today, folks. Anything about politics, law, economics, or philosophy will be welcome. Hot on the news, as far as I'm concerned, still, of course, is the burgeoning bigger and bigger civil war in Iraq. Instead of hearing about 10 or 15 people dying and one or two Marines dying or American servicemen per day, it's become a daily occurrence of 50 or 60 in various car bombs, and maybe two or more American servicemen dying. It's getting worse and worse. Even the Bush administration is acknowledging that it's getting worse, but they say that but the Iraqis are getting more prepared all the time to handle their own security. Well, we'll see. We shall see, but it doesn't look good, folks. It's the quagmire a lot of us predicted right, you know, a long, 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 long time ago. It's happened. And because nothing else could happen. If you just look at it logically instead of emotionally, you got different factions in Iraq that are going to vie for power, and there's no way we're going to stop that. And the Middle East in general, as long as religion is tied with politics, how is it ever going to be stopped? Jews don't want a Jewish state. Palestinians want a Muslim state. It's a mixture guaranteed to have continual fighting over and over again, and it's of course it's to our debt with us involved. It makes things worse, and we're seeing it at the gas pumps how we are harmed individually by what happens in the Middle East. I don't know about you, Mike, but I'm feeling the pinch with these gas prices.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me! It's like $3.27 a gallon for the low grade.
And think of you know, it affects every product we buy, every service we purchase, and it can't help but depress the economy.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's cost more and more, and people don't have the money to spend more and more. It's just I don't know. I'd say we're not in the best economic shape in this country right now. And as long as things get bad in the Middle East, I don't know. The future doesn't look so bright out there. Except for the Cubs now, right? They're starting to win some games.
Oh, yeah, the Cubs are looking real good these days. No, really.
They are. No, I know. I'm laughing only because, Mike, it's so typical. The Cubs, it feeds these hopeful Cubs fans just enough every year so they come back.
But there's still a chance. Mathematically, there is still a
Mathematically. Chance. How many games under 500 are they now, do you know?
Off the top of my head, 19.
Still 1,900?
Something like that.
Oh, my God. Well, okay. Yeah. Mathematically, they're still in it.
Well, they are.
Oh, my Lord. Well, Dreyer won a game now. Who knows? He could win the next 10 more games.
What do you think about them trading Maddox? You know, they sent him to the Dodgers.
Well, I didn't hear how that game ended, but the first game Maddox pitched, I understood the first six innings he had a no-hitter going.
Yeah, and then there was a big rain delay or a delay of some sort, and he didn't come back and finish the game, but he finished the game as a no-hitter.
Wow. Now, what does that say about the Cubs? I mean, it just seems like all the great pitchers, they become great after they leave the Cubs organization. I mean, Maddox was a very good pitcher of the Cubs. He became one of the greatest of all time when he went to Atlanta. Comes back to the Cubs, is a disappointment. Now, who knows? He starts out with a no-hitter. I don't know.
Yeah, no, that's just Cub luck, I guess.
Is it still the curse of the goat?
Oh, it's got to be beyond the goat these days.
Oh,
it's the curse of Bartman, the goat, Harry Carey, all the above.
Yeah, I don't know.
And looking at the standings, Chicago is 17 games below 500.
17?
Yeah, 17.
Oh, you're coming. You cheated them by two games there, Mike.
I'm sorry, Cubs fan.
Now it's even it's a mathematical possibility, and then some, that they could.
No, it's still possible.
Well, see, baseball's not quite as bad as hockey, right? It's not like everybody makes the playoffs.
Right, right.
So, no, not looking too good. All right, folks, open line. We got the war. We got Senator Joe Lieberman fighting for his political life in Connecticut for a Democratic primary, who is a big warrior. He's a big warrior, a big Middle East warrior, and a big Homeland Security warrior, and finding really real opposition in this Democratic Party. I'm glad to see. Oh, I hope he gets defeated. The thing is, I hear he's going to run as an independent if he loses. He still will run as an independent for Senate. In Illinois, you can't do that. If you get defeated in the primary, you cannot run in the general election for that same office.
And that's a rule?
That's a rule in Illinois, but evidently not in Connecticut.
Oh.
So there's a couple of topics for y'all to come out at with. Observations, questions, comments, anything about politics, about economics, or philosophy, give us a call, 847-931-1410. That's 931-1410. This is Freedom Rings, and we will be back after a few messages.
Are you politically homeless? Are you tired of being taxed and regulated by the Democrats and regulated and taxed by the Republicans? Would you like to pursue your own dreams without the interference of government?
Well then, America's most successful upcoming party, the Libertarian Party, is your political home. The Fox Valley Libertarian Party is your local libertarian group working hard to restore the freedoms our country once held dear. Yes, you can fight City Hall and win. We did. Find out how. With your help, we will make the 21st century the century of liberty for all. We hold monthly meetings at Baroni's Pizza, 3 Lakewood Plaza, one block west of Route 25 off of Bessinger Drive in Carpentersville on the last Wednesday of every month at 7 o'clock p.m. Call 847-426-1974 for more information. That's 847-426-1974. Eternal vigilance is the price of liberty.
You get what you pay for. Efficient, high-quality service from Perfect Painting and Decorating. In business under the same name since 1975, Perfect Painting and Decorating supplies superior service for both interior and exterior painting, decorative finishing, wallpapering, plastering, drywall and taping, and wood refinishing. For your decorating needs, Perfect Painting and Decorating can custom tint right on the job site. Imagine no interruptions, thorough preparation, professional tradesmen, top-of-the-line materials, meticulous cleanup. Get the job done right the first time. It may cost a bit more for quality, but it's worth it. For a free estimate, call Perfect Painting and Decorating at 847-426-1974. That's 847-426-1974. You'll be glad you did.
Hello, friends. This is Kenneth John, and Freedom Rings need your help. I would like to get back to a two-hour show, but that costs money. You can help by contributing to the Heartland Institute, Illinois' own libertarian think tank, with a tax-deductible contribution. The Heartland Institute is an independent, non-profit research organization in operation for 17 years. Joseph Bass, Heartland's president, is a frequent guest on this program. 90% of what you contribute to Heartland comes back to Freedom Rings to pay for this ad. By contributing $25 or more, you will receive monthly publications including School Reform News, Environment and Climate News, and The Heartlander, the Heartland Institute's monthly newsletter. So please call 312-377-4000 to contribute and be sure to mention Freedom Rings. That's 312-377-4000. Or you can contribute by credit card on the internet by going to Heartland's website at heartland.org. Again, remember to mention Freedom Rings, and thank you for your support.
Okay, we are back with Freedom Rings. I'm Kenneth John. The phone number here is 847-931-1410. Open line, give us a call. We have Therese on the line. Hi, Therese. Long time no hear.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I am doing fine. The reason I'm calling, I was listening to that law that was passed about not feeding the poor.
Therese, I'm having a hard time hearing. I'm remote. Can you speak up at mic? Okay. I don't know if there's anything you can do or not.
Okay, is this better?
A little better.
I put my hand over the mouth feature. But anyway, I was listening to your law, not to your law, to the law, not allowing people to feed the hungry.
Right, in Las Vegas.
Well, you know what? It's about time people disregard these stupid laws and unjust and immoral. And what they could do is just put it on a park bench and not give it to them. You follow me?
Oh, there you go.
In other words, do anything to not obey that law because it's stupid, isn't it? And,
I do believe that's our only hope, Teresa. Massive, nonviolent civil disobedience.
Exactly.
To these outrageous laws that we've got.
Exactly. Exactly. Because people, talk about the rule of law, Well, a lot of us do live by the rule of law, but then when the laws are unjust and immoral, we have to disregard them. We just can't abide by them. And you should, you know that about the seatbelt law.
Was it Daniel Webster that said resistance to tyranny or bad laws or something like that is allegiance to God?
Yeah,
something I'm paraphrasing.
I don't know. I don't know.
But that's kind of the idea.
But anyway, then another reason I'm calling is today in the opinion page of the Daily Herald, there's an interesting article by Ray Hanania, and this is entitled
"Israel's
Do Not Match Those of U.S." Are you there?
I'm sure. Yes, I'm here. I'm having a hard time hearing.
Oh, my goodness.
But it's an article by Ray Hananias.
Right.
Oh, what?
Right. It says Israel's interests do not match those of U.S. Because I was against this Iraq war. I'm against Israel bombing Lebanon to bits over there. And his article is very, very interesting. And I think people should read this. And he indicates that it does go back to the fact that the Israels are persecuting the Palestinians over there by taking their businesses away, bulldozing the businesses and their homes, and then the homes that they didn't...
Hear about that, do you?
Huh?
You never hear about that.
Of course you
don't.
No, you don't. And as you know, because we don't have any freedom of speech in this country anymore, and Mel Gibson found that out. But anyway, I think this war is terrible that's going on between Israel. What Israel is doing to those people over there is terrible, and I think they should be held accountable for that. And the worst thing about it is that we're sending them more arms. When they started invading Lebanon, the planes were going over there already with more military equipment and bombs and everything else they needed. And it's not helping the United States out at all. When we help any country to pursue another country unjustifiable, you know, for no justification.
I think our involvement is absolutely immoral. I would say what Israel is doing, bombing Lebanon, killing innocent civilians, is immoral. And I would say what Hezbollah, when they kill innocent civilians, that's immoral too.
It is. Yes, it is.
And there's no reason why we should be subsidizing immorality on either side.
Exactly. I agree with you definitely on this.
Yeah.
And then, you also mentioned that the wars over there have been religious wars. I think that partially, I would say that's partially true, but I think they're being exploited by the politicians who are sitting back playing games with us. In other words, they're playing chess and we are the pawns in the game. And they want these wars to go on because the same people finance both sides of the war.
Well, I think the neocons are feeding gasoline fuel to the fire.
Exactly.
Of the discontent of the nature of the religious conflict.
Yes, they are. Yes,
absolutely.
They are. This is what I was trying to say, yes. You said it better. So anyway, I'm going to let you go. Ken, it's good to hear your voice. And
thanks for the call, Therese.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Bye.
And let's see, looks like we have Grace. Hello, Grace.
Good morning. I was reading Charles Krauthammer's neocon column in the Tribune this morning.
Mm-hmm.
He says the U.S. has gone far out on a limb to allow Israel to win and for all this to happen. It has counted on Israel's ability to do the job. You know, it just makes me sick to my stomach. Christians over there, Lebanese Christians, are speaking up for Hezbollah now after they got bombed. And you know what this reminds me of? On the talk shows last night, they were talking about 1939 and we stopped Hitler, blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
What Israel has done is copied the tactics of the Nazis. The Blitzkrieg on Poland, that's where it started. The word Blitzkrieg, lightning war, when they took out Poland, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they're doing to these poor Lebanese people. And
it is outrageous. War is the worst, how can I say this? It's the worst aspect of collectivism, and we live in a collectivist world. And a collectivist does not look at an individual. A collectivist looks as an individual only as part of a group, as part of a collective. And so they justify, because of that way they look at the world, they justify all sorts of murder and mayhem in the name of their collective philosophy. It's absolutely outrageous, these poor Lebanese civilians who have had no choice in any of this are getting obliterated by the Israelis that are funded again, as Therese pointed out, by the United States.
Well, when I read that they strafed ambulances belonging to the Lebanese and they bombed the roads and the bridges so these poor souls couldn't escape,
right,
and no humanitarian aid could get in, What happened to the compassionate Jews I've been hearing about for so many years? I thought they learned compassion in the Holocaust.
Well, I think it almost seems like they think they can trade it now. Because of the misery, because of the Holocaust, that somehow gives them license as a country to inflict atrocities onto other people. I mean, how else can you? I don't know. I don't get it.
On defenseless people, because before this got real hot, I heard that the Lebanese army, 70,000 men, was very, very weak. Well, only a coward would beat up a weak enemy like that and take on civilians, too. But let's see what happens. Thanks, Ken.
I don't know. The future does not look too bright there.
No.
Sure.
The neocons are all for it, though, naturally.
Oh, they want to expand it. They want Israel, last I heard, they want Israel to expand the war into Syria and Iran.
Yeah.
That's what's coming. I mean, the neocons have been sounding the clarion call of bigger war against Iran and Syria, and it seems to be coming. The only question is, and there are some people speculating that the nuclear option is not out of the question.
Well, with the person we got in the White House now, when he said, go ahead, rush more missiles to Israel, he thinks that he's got a message from God. He's like one of the Blues Brothers, for God's sake. Well, let's go, Ken.
Oh, funny but not. Thank you, Grace. All right. This is Freedom Rings. I'm Kenneth John. The phone number here is 847-931-1410. Open line. Anything about politics, law, economics, or philosophy is welcome. Give us a call. We will be back after a few messages.
Reduce children to their lowest common denominator. 57% of us are functionally illiterate.
For us, excellence is a thing of the past.
We killed the teachers and students at Columbine.
We are all trained to follow orders.
Good.
We have learned to be tolerant of all people, except whites, Christians, and males.
27% of us are put on drugs.
The rest of us take the illegal ones.
Two-thirds of us believe that from each according to his ability to each according to his need is part of the preamble to the U.S. Constitution.
7 out of 10 of us don't know either of the senators in our state.
We just placed 19th out of 21 countries on math scores, ahead of the Ivory Coast and Sri Lanka.
We elected Bill Clinton as president
and re-elected him.
And 9 out of 10 of us are products of the public school.
This message paid for by the Illinois Indoctrinators Association.
Ever think that you should be getting more out of your computer? Maybe you need a go-to tech guy. A go-to tech guy is somebody who knows computers inside and out and can help you with yours. John Spazieri is a real go-to tech guy. John Spazieri is a 20-year tech veteran who can help you get more out of your computer. Need email or internet setup and training? Call John. Want to simply learn to do things faster? Call John. John Spazieri comes to your home, works with you one-on-one on your machine, and shows you step-by-step how to do things you've always wanted to do with your computer. Want a new computer system set up? Call John. Need fast, convenient repairs? Call John. Call John Spazieri at area code 630-858-6933. That's 630-858-6933. John Spazieri. Make him your go-to tech guy. I consider trial by jury as the only anchor yet imagined by man by which a government can be held to the principles of its constitution. So said Thomas Jefferson. What does this mean? Nothing less than that a juror has more power in a particular case than a judge, congressman, or president, and can judge the law. A juror has the right and power to nullify unjust law by voting not guilty, contrary to the jury instructions that many judges routinely give that jurors must apply the law as given by the judge. This is a very important check on the power of oppressive government. In the past, jury nullification has asserted its historical importance concerning fugitive slave laws of the 1850s, prohibition in the 1920s, and draft cases in the 1960s. Oppressive gun laws, tax laws, and drug laws are other instances where the people through a jury said no to government. For more information, call the Illinois Fully Informed Jury Association at 847-426-1974. That's 847-426-1974.
Okay, we are back with Freedom Rings Open Line today, and we do have all sorts of callers coming in. So first we have Bob. Hello, Bob.
How you doing, Ken?
Good. How are you?
Okay, you know, I just tuned
in. By the way, speak up as loud as you can. I'm having a hard time today hearing.
Okay, I'm sorry I missed Therese. I haven't heard her in a long time. It seems like your sister station over there is kind of doing what they can to stop people from calling in, especially the radicals. But it would have been nice to hear Therese, but if she's listening, how you doing? Anyway, you're talking about Israel. I was wondering if you happened to look at the, what is this newspaper? AmericanFreePress.net.
I've seen stuff from them, not really recently, but...
Well, I just went on the internet a couple weeks ago, and they had a good picture. There was a Red Cross ambulance and a mortar hole right through the Red Cross, through the top of the ambulance.
Nice.
It looked like about an 8 or 10 inch shell went through it. And I said, that's a good picture. You know, I wish I should have pasted it out and sent it to all of my neocon friends. Cause, you know, they had an article at Free Press a while ago. It's called "The Brainwashing Starts for War with Iran." And I was just talking to a buddy about it. It is unbelievable how these people are brainwashed. You know, Israel's our best friend. Israel's our ally. Israel this, that. I'm like, if you heard the truth about her, man, you gotta give you a choice. Either you love them or you hate them. Well, I definitely don't love them because I know too much about the past. You know, I haven't forgotten about the past. But it's hilarious, the brainwashing that goes on, like with your Fox News and even your regular news outlets nowadays. It's just Israel's, we got to be like Israel. We got to support Israel to the end. And it's just, I'm glad there's somebody that's giving the other side of the story.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, murder, whether it's by the state or by a group of people or by an individual, is murder, period.
Right.
And killing innocent civilians is from my viewpoint is murder, whether it's done by Hezbollah or the mafia or drug kingpins or the state of Israel.
Right.
And subsidizing murder is immoral too, which is again is what the United States is doing.
You know, all those shells probably had made in USA all over them. So, and I'm just glad you're out there and. I don't know what's up with your sister station there, but
I have nothing to do with that.
I'm going to keep on calling them. I'm going to bug the heck out of them.
Okay. Good for you,
Bob. Thanks a lot, Jeff.
Thanks for your call. Okay, next we have Jeff. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, kid, can you hear me okay?
A little muffled, like speak up as loud as you can.
All right, yeah. You know what? I didn't call to talk about that mess in the Middle East because nothing's going to stop doing whatever they're doing. And you know, people have to start studying history, and it'll tell them a lot. Anyway, I'm calling about the oil consumption crisis. All right. I have a philosophy behind this. Now, I'm pretty sure, as well as everybody else out there, is pretty sure that this government of ours, run by the Bush family, basically runs all the oil companies in this country. And I think I think it's all phony.
I think there's a loose cabal, maybe. I don't think it's run by the Bush family. I think actually Bush is more of a puppet of them. If anything.
No, that's true. But the car manufacturers and what I'm calling about really what it comes down to is that I was listening to somebody on the radio last week, and they were talking about how the average citizen has to stop driving. Well, that's a bunch of poppycock. Because you think about it, most people have to get to and from work. How many people do you know are driving around wasting gas? I mean, this whole thing is a bunch of nonsense. We need to get off, either get off oil, or at least open some drilling up and
work on. Well, I'll say finally the Republicans have a little bit of testicular fortitude. They just voted to expand oil exploration in the Gulf of Mexico.
Well, it's a start.
It's a start. These regulations have just hamstrung the oil industry, and we're paying the price right now.
Yeah, well, you know why? It's because of the darn environmentalists. I'll tell you what. I'm an environmentalist. But see, it's either we go one extreme or the other extreme. It's about time in this country that people start realizing that a lot of our problems, too, have been added to or and inhibited by these stupid people they call environmentalists. And I know a couple of them, and I got to tell you, I have a degree in forestry, and half of them don't know the first thing about how forest is even grown. So I can tell you right now, there's a lot of problems in this country because of the lack of knowledge of the way this planet works. Just in that alone. Plus, what is coupled on top of us trying to make a living, an honest living, trying to survive. One of these days, I think, maybe this country will wake up and understand it, but when this whole country is being driven by a bunch of wackos who don't know the first thing about environmental issues in the first place, I can't see how, you know, why we let this go on. It's gotten beyond me anymore, Ken. I've given up on voting. I have given up on everything. Because why? Because people are too brain dead to understand. If they're brain dead and they don't want to waste the time, to spend the time to find out the information, I don't want to go any further on voting anymore. Because I don't want to do their job for them.
That's understandable. I understand where you're coming from.
I'm going to get off.
People need to wake up, or they're just going to get it worse and worse and worse and worse.
Well, people have said this on TV. I know. I think it was Lou Dobbs. He brought it out plain and simple. They got to get off their fat recliners out of their TV and start, you know, studying the facts about this country. You know, and it's true. 99% of these people, and I'm throwing it up high because I'm pretty sure that there's a very small percentage of people who really do care. I mean, when we're voting at 30 and the low 30s for percentage of the whole country, you know, to me that makes no sense. I mean, either you want to have a country where it's like a homeless association. Either you want to have an association or you don't want to have an association. If we don't want to have a country, then why do we have a president and a vice president? You know what I mean? You know, you have a chance to change it. But if you don't want to take that initiative, then screw you. That's the way I feel about it. And I'm going to get off, because I'm getting pissed, so.
Okay, Jeff, thanks for your call. Appreciate it. We have John. Hey, John.
Hey, Ken.
How you doing?
What is Israel supposed to do?
What are they supposed to do?
Yeah, I've heard you complain about them, but I haven't heard any...
Maybe I'm stupid. I don't know anything about military planning. I know you're more of an expert on the military than I am, John, but it seems to me, if Hezbollah is coming into Israel and creating havoc, doing terrorist things, why don't they just? Why doesn't Israel devote all their efforts in blocking the borders and making sure they can't get back into Lebanon if that's where they're working out of?
Like building a giant wall?
No. No, but it seems to me it's a moral imperative. I don't care if it's Israel or Hezbollah, John. I'm not singling out Israel here. Whoever it is, and Hezbollah may have some real true grievances too, as maybe Israel does. The answer is not killing innocent civilians. It makes it worse.
No, John Wayne Gacy.
You want to hear my answer?
I wouldn't really want to listen to him.
Pardon me?
John Wayne Gacy probably had some grievances too, but I wouldn't really care to listen to him. I mean,
what does that have to do with what we're talking about?
Hezbollah is a terrorist organization.
What makes Hezbollah a terrorist organization?
Probably has a grievance.
What
I don't care. You punish him,
John. What differentiates Hezbollah from the state of Israel as terrorist or as a terrorist organization.
What differentiates them?
Yes.
Is that Hezbollah is not a government, and they specifically kill civilians to achieve their aims.
Oh, so the,
well,
I get it. As long as you call yourself a government, you have the right to kill as many innocent civilians as you want and not be labeled a terrorist. That's what you just said.
Well, what I asked was, what's Israel supposed to do? And I'm not getting an answer.
No. What you're doing is you're saying Hezbollah is a terrorist organization, so the other groups should do whatever it takes to get bigger of a terrorist organization. I'm suggesting to you, John, just because Israel is a state doesn't give them license to be terrorists.
So what are they supposed to do?
In fact, it's just the opposite. In fact, you would expect more from the government, wouldn't you?
What is Israel supposed to do?
What is Hezbollah supposed to do? If your answer is war, fine. If your answer is killing innocent civilians, as far as Hezbollah is concerned or as far as Israel is concerned, fine. I disagree with it. I think it makes it worse when you target innocent civilians.
So what is Israel supposed to do?
What is Hezbollah supposed to do?
Hezbollah should disband and disarm.
Why?
Because they are not a government. They're just a...
So your answer, again, is...
What's your
answer? Absurd. Coming from a one-time libertarian is so absurd. Becoming a government gives you a license to be a murderer.
And when you're a government,
you're
a terrorist. That's what
you're
supposed to do.
That's what you're saying, John. Can you hear yourself?
What is it? You're supposed to do? You don't attack them.
You're right to create terror and kill innocent civilians?
So they should do nothing.
I didn't say that, did I?
Well, you haven't said they should do anything.
I said that whether it's Hezbollah or the mafia or the drug kingpins or you or me or the state of Israel, the answer is not killing innocent civilians. The answer is going after perpetrators.
So one by one, they try to hunt down each rocket launcher, and maybe in 100 years we'll get them all.
Doesn't seem as though force works, does it, John? Do you really think force works?
Well, there's a lot of dead Hezbollah right now.
And there's a lot of dead Israelis, too, and there's going to be more.
So
force doesn't work.
Take them on one by one.
Force doesn't work, John. It's not an easy answer no matter what, but force doesn't work. You can't make your point just by saying, my point, mine doesn't work efficiently. Yours doesn't work at all, your answer.
I don't think it works, because, I mean, they've had ceasefires, and they've, you know, tried everything they could to bring peace, and...
You think this is all one-sided just because Israel's a government, so they have license to kill. That's what you said. It's hard to argue with your point when you think that Israel has license to kill because they're a government.
So Israel's supposed to just take it.
So Hezbollah's just supposed to take it.
Hezbollah should take it.
Because they aren't a government. I think we're arguing in circles, John. I think you made your point that as long as you call yourself a government, you have a license to kill. I don't see where we can go anywhere from there. Thanks for your call. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Let's move on. We have Oki.
Hi.
Hey, Oki.
I don't want to get that intense. I don't want to debate something that I have no control over. Okay, but I would like to talk about something that we do have control over. I'd like to ask you three questions, Ken, and maybe you can help me with this. I don't know. But why hasn't a talk show program or somebody with a voice out there, maybe called the state road commissioner or the governor or whoever it may be, and they've got a lot of things. I mean, we can't get gas at a reasonable price. Okay. Why don't they get in touch with them, let them explain to you why that they don't dispense with a lot of those do not drive on shoulder things, because, you know, a lot of times at those intersections, 40 to 60% of the automobiles want to make a right-hand turn, but they can't do it because they can't drive on the shoulder.
Right.
Well, I don't think
that's
turn.
A tough one. Now, they would, I think the those who are in charge would say that the reason they keep the shoulders from use is so that emergency vehicles can pass.
Well, if the right shoulder was open instead of closed, there wouldn't be any traffic there for the most part to bother the emergency vehicles anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Because at most of those intersections, if you'll notice, they'll build a five-lane intersection there, okay? They do away with a big, huge part of the intersection in the middle. And usually it's one lane. One lane going, one lane coming. Good example is Raquel over there. Raquel and Pyatt. On two corners, there's no problem. On two other corners, there is a problem. Why? There's plenty of room. But anyhow, that's one of them, and I'd like to find out what the governor would have to say on that.
Mm-hmm.
And synchronize the lights. The lights aren't synchronized. One lets you go, and another one catches you. You know, that's
yeah,
not
I don't
a way.
That. Maybe it's impossible to coordinate at all. I don't know. It would seem to me in these days of computers that they could figure that out.
Well, it's done, I believe, only my opinion, you can take that in the dollar and get a cup of coffee almost any place, but my opinion is it's done by design. Because I don't think they could just put in lights like that, and one light will turn you loose and the next one will.
What would be the motivation, just to irritate the citizens?
Well, if it's by design, somebody with a little authority has designed it that way so that it won't work. Now, you know that...
And it's a purpose of what, bringing more money in to solve the problem? So that won't work?
I'm sorry. What'd you say?
I'm trying to figure out the logic from their point of view. So are you saying they're purposely not... They're setting up a system that won't work so that, what, they can bring in more revenue by saying there's a problem? So that if they spend more money, that won't work?
Well, why do they build 4- and 5-lane highways and only use 2 lanes? Like Raquel. I mean, they could put 2 more foot of asphalt on each side of that road.
Mm-hmm.
Change the paint lines on there, straighten that curve out, okay,
mm-hmm.
and use less asphalt. And down by Pyatt down there, they have you swinging out around some paint there rather than running a straight shot. And you know the old cliche about the closest between 2 points, you know. But my question to you is why don't you or some other talk show host out there call the county road commissioner, the state road commissioner, the governor, whoever you have to go to.
Well, okay, I think you should do that.
Well,
I don't have any more power than you do.
Got a voice.
If that's an issue for you, I think you should call them and ask them. I do have a problem with so many no turn on red signs. It seems to be a little absurd. But I'm with you on this partially. But you know, we all have our own lives. We all have our limited resources, limited time. If it's a big issue for you, I suggest that you start it up.
Well, my point was, Ken, that maybe you should call him or, like I said, somebody. And have them on the radio show and let them explain to their constituents on why this is like this, and it's not, something's not
right,
being
well,
done.
Well, I'll see what I can do. I have a scheduler, and we'll see if we can find somebody that can answer your question.
Phone call. And I'd like to know what the governor or the state road commissioner or anybody else has to say about something
mm-hmm.
like that. And, about Mel Gibson, did anybody, did you hear what he was supposed to have said?
Well, I've only heard it.
That he's a bad guy. Yeah, that's all I've heard is he's a bad guy. But I've never heard what he said. And my next question to that is, was it the truth or was he making up lies?
Well, I mean, what he was quoted as saying is that the Jews are the cause of all the wars.
Well, is it the truth or is it a lie?
I don't think that's the truth.
Well, okay, then it's an opinion.
Well, it's an opinion, sure.
But I mean,
he should have the right to voice his opinion. Of course, the problem with Mel is that everybody's been suspecting him of being anti-Semitic for so many years that it probably wasn't the smart, if he said it, wasn't the smartest thing to say, now was it?
Well,
I'm not talking about his right
I don't know,
to say it. I'm just saying
know.
as a public person, for one who's been accused of that, that's kind of fed right into it. And no, I don't think the Jews are the cause of all the wars, myself. I think that's kind of absurd, to be
honest.
Why
should that stifle his freedom of speech?
Oh, he should have every right to freedom of speech. Absolutely, I agree.
And that lady was talking about that park over there a while ago. Isn't that what China and Russia and all the rest of those places do, is sneak around behind the law? I mean, why don't they have a protest about this?
Well, they file a lawsuit, so that's a good start, I would say. But yeah, I think you're right. I think everybody should come out to the city of Las Vegas and start feeding the homeless. That's what should happen. If 5 people are getting arrested, then 20 more people should take their place. Let them arrest the 20 people. And then if the 20 get arrested, then 100 people should take a place.
That's right. That's the only way
that's how you done. Yeah, that's how you would change things really fast.
But I mean,
people
and who
are
said,
said, you know,
thought that up should be fired.
Pardon me?
Whoever thought that up should be fired.
it's so outrageous.
One more thing, Ken, and I'll let you go.
All right. Okay, thanks for your call. I appreciate it.
All right, buddy.
All right, this is Freedom Rings. I'm Kenneth John. The phone number here is 847-931-1410. Kathleen, hang on. We will get to you right after a few messages.
Hello, friends. This is Kenneth John, and Freedom Rings needs your help. I would like to get back to a two-hour show, but that costs money. You can help by contributing to the Heartland Institute, Illinois' own libertarian think tank, with a tax-deductible contribution. The Heartland Institute is an independent, nonprofit research organization in operation for 17 years. Joseph Bass, Heartland's president, is a frequent guest on this program. 90% of what you contribute to Heartland comes back to Freedom Rings to pay for this ad. By contributing $25 or more, you will receive monthly publications including School Reform News, Environment and Climate News, and The Heartlander, the Heartland Institute monthly newsletter. So please call 312-377-4000 to contribute and be sure to mention Freedom Rings. That's 312-377-4000. Or you can contribute by credit card on the internet by going to Heartland's website at heartland.org. Again, remember to mention Freedom Rings, and thank you for your support.
You get what you pay for. Efficient, high-quality service from Perfect Painting and Decorating. In business under the same name since 1975, Perfect Painting and Decorating supplies superior service for both interior and exterior painting, decorative finishing, wallpapering, plastering, drywall and taping, and wood refinishing. For your decorating needs, Perfect Painting and Decorating can custom tint right on the job site. Imagine no interruptions, thorough preparation, professional tradesmen, top-of-the-line materials, meticulous cleanup. Get the job done right the first time. It may cost a bit more for quality, but it's worth it. For a free estimate, call Perfect Painting and Decorating at 847-426-1974. That's 847-426-1974. You'll be glad you did.
I consider trial by jury as the only anchor yet imagined by man by which a government can be held to the principles of its Constitution. So said Thomas Jefferson. What does this mean? Nothing less than that a juror has more power in a particular case than a judge, congressman, or president, and can judge the law. A juror has the right and power to nullify unjust law by voting not guilty, contrary to the jury instructions that many judges routinely give that jurors must apply the law as given by the judge. This is a very important check on the power of oppressive government. In the past, jury nullification has asserted its historical importance concerning fugitive slave laws of the 1850s, prohibition in the 1920s, and draft cases in the 1960s. Oppressive gun laws, tax laws, and drug laws are other instances where the people through a jury said no to government. For more information, call the Illinois Fully Informed Jury Association at 847-426-1974. That's 847-426-1974.
Are you politically homeless? Are you tired of being taxed and regulated by the Democrats and regulated and taxed by the Republicans? Would you like to pursue your own dreams without the interference of government? Well then, America's most successful upcoming party, the Libertarian Party, is your political home. The Fox Valley Libertarian Party is your local libertarian group working hard to restore the freedoms our country once held dear. Yes, you can fight City Hall and win. We did. Find out how. With your help, we will make the 21st century the century of liberty for all. We hold monthly meetings at Baroni's Pizza, 3 Lakewood Plaza, one block west of Route 25 off of Bessinger Drive in Carpentersville on the last Wednesday of every month at 7 o'clock p.m. Call 847-426-1974 for more information. That's 847-426-1974. Eternal vigilance is the price of liberty.
All right, we are back with Freedom Rings open line. Let's go right back to the phones. We have Kathleen. Hi, Kathleen.
Ken, can you guess what the sound is? Can you hear that?
The clicking or ticket sound?
Well, I was explaining to everybody. It is. It's the clicket or ticket. Little, I don't even know what to call it.
They were giving those away at the Henry County Fair, right?
Yes. And I use it as my example of government waste. I said, thank you. Now I have a visual aid and one that makes obnoxious noise. So it was very quiet and boring in the booth yesterday, so I stood in there and went, get that dollars of waste, people. Point down the toilet. Let's find out how much it costs. Let's ask one of these government officials. You know, so I walked around and asked people, and I said, well, guess what? I have to file an FOI to find out how much that obnoxious noise costs us all. So I saw a lot of cops over there.
Why? I have to warn McHenry County Sheriff's Deputy if he can explain why his boss, the sheriff there, has this racket going that prohibits people from organizing concerts unless they supply the security. For a price. He's, I've never heard of any of that. Nonsense.
Well, but anyway, I almost didn't want to call because everybody's talking of war, and I just spent 5 days discussing either tax, waste, or war, so I'm kind of burnt out. But I would say the tide is kind of turning, or maybe these are just the people that stopped to talk to me. I was threatened less. I think Jim Young and I were told that we should be convicted of treason because we were against the war, John, against killing innocent people. Yes, I'm that way, too.
Gee, what a controversial position to take, Kathleen, that you're against the war because you're against killing innocent people.
I'm just generally appalled with killing innocent people. I don't care where they live or what their religion or politics are.
Right.
Every time we bomb them, you know, we make more Osamas. Becca, you know, we had one little post that had a picture of Osama that said, I'm free, what about you? That got us a lot of attention, and I had to explain that to people.
Yeah.
Which was, I'm like, isn't that how this mess started? Not the Middle East mess, the Iraq mess, but, they went, oh, yeah, you forgot about him, too.
That's what we're supposed to be going after.
Yeah.
Kathleen, thanks for your call. I got to want to get one more quick one in here.
Okay, Ken.
All right. Mike, are you still on?
Yeah, Ken, I'm joining the program. Just some quick info for you. Aaron Russo's distributor sent me some numbers on their film release, and they compared the ticket sales in the theaters that the film was in. Obviously, it wasn't nationwide in every theater, but they compared the numbers of tickets sold at the theaters it was in, all the other movies out there, like Pirates of the Caribbean and all the other films out there.
Right.
They came in number 3 in ticket sales in the theaters they were in, nationwide average.
Yeah, they did great. 91,000, I think, they brought in.
Right.
And I guess it's being pulled right now because Aaron wants to, perfect the quality.
Right, but we're getting the word out there. Keep up the great show down there. I'm enjoying it.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, we're all the way up to the end of quotation of the week, just from Gary Hopkins. The solution that most people put forward to rectify the failure of government is more government. In government, nothing succeeds like failure. When bad